Stay tuned. At the end of this podcast, we're going to give you more information about the 2018 Indiana Regional Dairy Meetings. Welcome to the Dairy Digest. I'm Dr. Jackie Borman. In today's version of the Purdue Dairy Digest, we will be discussing dairy consumption in the United States. Fluid milk consumption in the U.S. has decreased from around 250 pounds per person in 1975 to just over 150 pounds per person in 2015. That is almost a 100-pound reduction in fluid milk consumption per person in just 40 years. However, in that same time period, Americans have almost doubled their cheese consumption, now consuming over 37 pounds of cheese per year. At the same time, yogurt consumption has increased by over sevenfold, with Americans now consuming almost 15 pounds of yogurt per year. These increases in dairy products have actually increased the consumption of dairy equivalents to over 625 pounds of milk per year when we consider all of the milk used for both fluid consumption and dairy products. Milk fat is high in saturated fat, and dietary recommendations that were based on research done in the 1950s indicated that we should reduce the amount of saturated fat we are consuming. As a result, Americans have been decreasing their consumption of whole milk and replacing that with fat-free or reduced-fat milk, as well as other beverages. More recent and robust research has indicated that full-fat dairy consumption actually reduces the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. We are starting to see increases in whole milk consumption compared to fat-free milk, as people are starting to understand the health benefits associated with whole milk, as well as the improved sensory perception of those products. Consumption of whole milk increases total milk equivalents used, as the fat is sold in the fluid milk and not able to be used in other dairy products. As the population grows in the U.S. and globally, and we continue to increase total milk equivalents consumed, dairy productivity will need to continue to increase in order to keep up with demand. The 2018 Indiana Regional Dairy Meetings are being held February 6th in DuBois County, February 7th in Adams County, and February 8th in Marshall County. The topics being covered are forage, nutrition, and how to improve your operation. For more information, go to indianadairy.org. Stay tuned. At the end of this podcast, we're going to give you more information about the 2018 Indiana Regional Dairy Meetings.